AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve indicates a shift toward lower interest rates is coming, but perhaps not soon. Sagar Magani has details.
After its most aggressive rate hike campaign in four decades, the Fed has again kept its key rate unchanged as inflation eases. In a policy shift, the central bank's no longer saying it's still considering more hikes.
Almost everyone on the committee is in favor of moving rates down this year.
But Chair Jerome Powell says that will not happen until the Fed's more confident inflation will keep coming down.
It's not that we're looking for better data. We're looking at continuation of the good data that we've been seeing.
Most economists expect rate cuts to start in May or June, eventually leading to lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other things. Powell says the timeline will depend on economic conditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pay growth slowed last quarter. The government's employment cost index rose 0.9% from October through December. And Seth Sutel has Wall Street's close.
Stocks fell to their worst loss in September after big tech companies got burned by high expectations for their results and after the Federal Reserve said it wasn't about to cut interest rates. The S&P 500 gave back 1.6%. The Nasdaq slumped 2.2%. The Dow, which has a lighter weighting in tech shares, held up better. The index of 30 blue chips fell 0.8%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A federal judge has dismissed Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And back-to-back atmospheric rivers are headed for California, where emergency services are being activated. Andrew Orison at the National Weather Service.
With the rains coming in with this atmospheric river, we are going to see concerns for flooding that will include areas of potential flash flooding. There will be areas of urban flooding concerns as well. So it's going to kind of be a multifaceted type of event.
This is AP News. Universal Music Group will no longer allow its music on TikTok after a licensing deal between the two parties expired. AP Entertainment correspondent Marci Zaraletta explains.
You know, it's not the same.
TikTok videos of people lip-syncing to Harry Styles or dancing to Taylor Swift will not be allowed anymore. Universal Music says it has not agreed to terms of a new deal with TikTok and will not license its artists on that platform. Universal is also home to Adele, Billie Eilish, Drake, The Weeknd, SZA, and Bad Bunny. Universal says TikTok has safety issues, pays its artists a fraction of what other social media platforms pay, and promotes the development of music with artificial intelligence. TikTok says Universal has put its own greed above the interests of its artists. TikTok says it's reached artists' first agreements with every other label and publisher. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Thank you, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.